proclamation number 4710 dated the August 10th, 1949. Spiritual exchange of thoughts. You can gain incredibly much in an exchange of thoughts with spiritually inclined people if you desire the truth, for then knowledgeable spiritual beings will influence your thoughts by participating in your conversation and will interact informatively. Admittedly, you will then look upon your thoughts as gained by your own intellect when they are, in fact, transmissions from the spiritual realm, thought currents, which you received and subsequently retained by your consciousness. Spiritual exchanges of thought will always concur if both partners strive spiritually and possess the same degree of maturity, or it will be a matter of questions and instructions, if their degree of maturity differs. Yet such conversations are always beneficial, both for the knowledgeable as well as the uninformed person, because they always result in new realizations, precisely because of the participation of the beings of light which, in most instances, also initiated such conversations, for they bring their protégés together on earth, the souls which are entrusted to them, so that such conversations can take place and be influenced by them. However, if the debaters oppose each other, then controversial issues will often ensue whose solution is also the light being's work, which can occasionally result in defeating the opposing partner. Moreover, discussions of a spiritual nature stimulate people acute accentist thinking, and this is of greatest benefit for the soul, for then it will form its own opinion of every spiritual question, and only then can and will it debate with intense interest. But anyone who avoids every spiritual conversation also prevents the beings of light from carrying out their caring work. He remains inaccessible to every spiritual instruction and will never broaden his knowledge, because he does not communicate and therefore can neither accept what is right nor relinquish what is wrong. Amen.